What's my last name? You say it for $5.
Ake Mpumba.
I need to. You have to take me to buffet.
Okay,
for getting it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here. Jay is one of my best friends. We work for two organizations. And one of our bosses is here.
And the other one.
And the other one is also here. So all the bosses are here. It's very interesting that he moved from one place to here, and I also moved from another place to this place. I'm so happy to be part of this program. As I see other performers perform, I see that we are all telling stories. As you go home, you're going to tell your story about what you saw today. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is A, like in America, K in Kennedy, Y in Youth, Y in Emmanuel, A in America, M in Mountain, P in Paul, O in Organization, N in National, G in Georgia. Can anybody pronounce my last name?
Smith.
That's good.
Clap for him, clap for him. Put your hands together for him.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As I begin my story, I want to take you over to, this is too short. I want to take you over to, is it too tall? I want to take you over to my country, Ghana, West Africa, and tell you stories about how I grew up. I know many of you are asking, what is he wearing? That's not your business, please. Just keep quiet. Yeah. security.
Passport. Go to the other side. What do you mean?
What the police?
Excuse me, I don't understand what you're saying.
I say, what the police?
Hello, sir, what do you mean?
Water, please.
Drink.
Have you ever traveled to a country where you speak a language and nobody understands you? You know, you need something that is very essential, and then you are struggling to get it. Let me give you my personal experience in Colombia. I had gone to Colombia to perform, and at the airport, I needed to use the restroom. I don't speak Spanish. Now I'm walking all over the airport, and all I see is somewhere no English. So I've been walking, and I need to, you can imagine what I was going through. And then I went to one of the restaurants at the airport. Those of you who have traveled to Bogota before, at the airport they have all these big restaurants, American brand names. So I went to one of them and then I asked him, where is the restroom? No English. I went to another person, no English. And I'm like, okay, I have to be keen and observer. So I start walking around. And then I saw a place, they're writing something, they call it Bayon. And I'm like, what is that? And then I saw people going, I said, oh my gosh, it's just interesting. So I'm giving you an experience when you travel on a plane, and then sometimes maybe you're traveling by Russian airline, you're trying to speak English, and then they say, even sometimes you are speaking English, and they say, you have an accent. But let me define, what is an accent? An accent is, can anybody help me with what an accent is? Define accent. Somebody help me to define what an accent is. Okay, to my understanding, an accent is somebody speaking according to, influenced by the environment that's in which they come from. So if you are raised in, let's say you are speaking English, but if you are raised in the South, your language is going to be influenced by the people that are around you. Okay, can I sing? Everybody! Bring your calabash, bring your calabash. Mo fe wo ke chiniaba, wo ya wo ya nu koko. Everybody, bring your calabash, bring your Did I forget to play the drums? I know most of you are waiting for me to play the drums. I have to sing before I play the drums. Okay, just 1 minute. Back at home, in the village, when there's a problem, the drummer will take the drum and play. And then because we all live in the community, we have certain types of proverbs that the drummer will play on the drum that will tell us what has happened. So let's hear some of that here. That is ko-ko-ko. You know, when you are going to people's houses or the door is locked, you knock. That's what I'm playing. Oduman ko buade. Oduman ko buade. Wa bo baadi. Wa bo din wo pro de. Ma bo din wo premi. Ma bo din wo premi a champon tintin. Champon tintin. Champon tintin. Getting a cue.
I dreamt that I was a reporter in New York.